This week I ask in the office, give me three words. Just the first three words that come to mind. Hear the response. Food, rain, dreary. What? Huh? Why? Computer, failure, help. Stereo, street, socks. John, Dan, Jesus. Ugh. Faith, hope, love. Ball, flag, tree. Not your mama. Good, bad, ugly. First Baptist Church. So I filled in the rest of them. Go Bears, go. Sick Bears, green and gold. Men's Baylor basketball, nation's number one. Three words. You like those last ones. You should. Three words. Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In this last verse of Psalm 100, there are three statements with three words that truly tug deeply at my soul. Did you catch them? The first one, the Lord is good. God is good. Perhaps that sounds quaint, and yet that's the primary appeal of the content of the psalmist's praise. The foundational appeal to all worshipers, the Lord God is good. My tendency is to equate God's goodness with my limited human understanding of goodness. And I've come to understand that our human standards of goodness do not define God. Rather, God's actions toward humanity, now that's goodness. I want you to hear that again. God does not conform to our limited understanding of goodness. But God's actions themselves define the very parameters of what is really good. Real goodness to the ancient Hebrews was an attribute which only could be found in God. We also see this in the Gospels. You remember the rich young man who came to Jesus and he had a great question. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, good. Why do you call me good? For no one is good but God alone. God is good, isn't He? God was good to the Hebrews, as we read throughout the Old Testament, from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and on. God was good. God was good to the followers of the New Testament church as it was beginning after Pentecost and beginning to spread the gospel message. And God is good to you, and He's good to me. Yes, in the midst of discouragement and despair and even death, God is good. In the midst of chaos and calamity and catastrophe, war and peace, God is good. Yes, in the midst of personal turmoil and rebellious teens, of unrealistic deadlines and daily news headlines, God is good. In the midst of those long lines at Walmart or Lowe's, why do they have all of those checkout stands at Lowe's and never use them? In the midst of sadistic bosses and in-your-face spouses, God is good. The psalmist was right. give thanks and praise His name. The Lord God is good. Oh, those words. Oh, those wonderful words. God is good. The psalmist continues, not only is the Lord good, but His love endures forever. The Old Testament concept of God's goodness was always directly interwoven into this very thought of God is not only good, but God is love. The Old Testament word that is used is the word hesed, H-E-S-E-D. We can't even define that word, hesed. It's a word that tries to describe a love that is freely given and yet totally undeserved. Hesed is a covenant love. It is constant, tenacious. It is inherent in God's very being. God is good, but more than good, God is love. That theme resonates throughout the Old Testament, throughout the poetic literature. Psalm 136, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him alone who does great wonders, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of all. His what? His love endures forever. You know, my reading habits have evolved through the years. I think most of us would attest to that in your life as well. Right out of college, and then after seminary, I continued to read textbooks. I see Dan doing that. Reading textbooks, reading commentaries. I would find myself in my free reading devotion guides and scholarly writings. It was just natural. Plus, there was a lot of hidden sermons in some of that plagiarism. And then it changed, and I said, forget the commentaries. Let me read deep things like Newsweek and Time. And I ordered a subscription to the Parsonage to People magazine and TV Guide. Oh, that was living. TV Guide every week, that wonderful little square magazine. And then came children, and I read Brown Bear, Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, If You Give a Mouse a Muffin, and anything by Dr. Seuss. But my favorite for the children was always, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. And the reading continues to change. Nowadays, I find myself reading novels by Grisham or Patterson. I'm reading a lot of Understanding Millennials on the Church Staff. And Bowel Habits for Aging Men. But anyway, our reading changes, but I'll love you forever. That's still my favorite. It's God's favorite as well. I'll love you forever. See, I understand how God might ignore me, reject me, be disappointed in me, angry with me, ticked off and totally exasperated, but love. Paul was right when he tried to capture that in Romans 8. Who or what shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword? No. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor future, nor any other powers, neither height nor depth, nothing. Nothing can separate us from God's love. found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. His love endures forever. Oh, those words. Oh, those wonderful, wonderful words. And finally, the psalmist ends this great Psalm 100 by saying, His faithfulness continues through all generations. His faithfulness continues forever. God is faithful. In Hebrew poetry, like Psalm 100, you often see this reiteration of an idea that God is good. But you begin to flesh that out. God is good and God is love. And God is good and God is love. And sum it up, God is faithful. He is faithful and true. He is consistently acting out His love. He is a faithful God. Now we know the Hebrews weren't always faithful at all. They turned their back on God. They turned their eyes to other gods. But God remained covenant faithful through it all. God was so faithful that He had a plan, and He knew that He would send His only begotten Son, His Son born of a virgin, to become the Messiah for us, His Son that would give us this new covenant, that would fulfill the old covenant. It was a new covenant purchased in blood once and for all. God was so faithful, and He still is. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Faithful. When we're faithless, He's faithful. When we deny Him and forget about Him, He is faithful. When we ignore Him and betray Him and use Him and abuse Him, God is faithful. His faithfulness endures forever. We just sang the refrain of that great hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there's not even a shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. He is a faithful God. Oh, those words. Oh, those wonderful, wonderful words. They pull at my soul. God is good. And God is love. And God is faithful. I entitled the sermon, Oh, Those Words. Those words are astonishing, astounding, and awesome. They're breathtaking. They're extraordinary, fabulous, and fantastic. Oh, those words are implausible, improbable, incomprehensible, inconceivable. They're incredible words. They're marvelous, miraculous. They're phenomenal. They're remarkable. These words are spectacular, staggering, strong, and stupendous. They're unimaginable. They are wonderful words. The Lord is good, isn't He? And His love endures forever, doesn't it? And His faith, His faithfulness continues forever. Endeavor. I told the boys and girls that words do hurt, but these words don't hurt at all. These words should change us. Hearing the words and saying the words and claiming the words, they should change us. God is good. God is love. God is faithful. Thanks be to God for Psalm 100. Thanks be to God for His love, His goodness, His faithfulness. Oh, those words. Shall we pray? God, there's not much we can add to Your Word. We can't even come up with words to describe these words. And so we simply allow those words to take residence in our life, not only in our mind, but may those words claim our heart. God is so good. God, You are so loving. And God, You are so faithful. We are faithless. We turn our back on You. We live lives that are not worthy to be loved. We think we understand goodness, but our understanding is so limited. Thank You, God, for Your words. Oh, those words. May they not only change us, but may we make those words such a part of our life that others will see us and wonder why we act, why we live, why we respond so differently than the world. And we can then say, because our God is good, our God is love, our God is faithful. Oh, those wonderful words of life. Thank You, Father. In Christ's name, amen.